up to go and dance and ta'akafot in the lobby, and everybody was coming and joining. It was beautiful. So,
but Tzumchas Torah is one holiday with the Chiloniim. I remember that was like that and Lag BaOmer.
And Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur not something. I remember they danced fast on Yom Kippur.
A lot of them. On Yom Kippur, I was also.
Take the kids to Simchat Torah.
I think I told you on Yom Kippur also I was a part. They have here in Ostrovsky. They have a minion for everybody. Yeah. Everybody comes to daven. Most of them are not religious. Yeah. And on Kol Nidre, we had there around 550 people, men and women. And they asked me to explain the prayers, so I was explaining the prayers there in Kol Nidre, and it was an uplifting feeling, you know, to see. Kol Nidre did the Moti Kedar.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Yes. And then I did also Musaf the next day and explained on Shachrit, and I'm doing it now, I think, for 3 years or something like this, and it's an amazing feeling to see Am Yisrael together. You see Am Yisrael coming, and everybody with no arguments, with no thing, and you know, still religious, not religious, older, younger. And I'm saying, so
shame.
Everything at the end of the day is how we behave to each other. We have to take out our ego and thinking about others. And if you think about others, you know, your whole attitude is different. So this is what Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve'et ha-aretz. One of the questions that our sages ask was, what was the reason of the whole creation? What was the reason? Why did God create the world?
To have a place to live.
You said something before. What did you say?
For human beings to worship.
In other words, the whole creation was built for human beings, for Adam. We'll see that when God is destroying the world, so the angel asked him, why did you destroy everything? You know, if human being was sinning, you killed the men and women and whatever, but why do you kill the animals? What did they do? Why do you destroy the whole creation?
They were also corrupt.
The answer was very simple. I created the world for human being. If there is no human being, I don't need the world. I don't need the world. You have to understand. We are the reason for this world to be created. That's God created this world for us. Not for the animals, not for the plants, not for anything. For us. God doesn't need the world. He built it for us. Why for us? Because the neshama was up there in heaven, getting everything and doing nothing. Now, we all know the feeling when somebody gives and gives to you and you do nothing for it. First of all, you don't appreciate it. And if you appreciate, you are ashamed that you are like a Lishkat HaSaar, that you are a poor guy, that you need somebody to do it. We don't like people giving us like charity and things like this. We want to be the one who are on top, not the one that are below. And when you are all the time people giving you, you feel down. You don't feel good. Now, this is a human being, normal human being. So take the neshama by itself. How did the neshama feel up there in heaven when it was getting all the time, getting and doing nothing? So God created the whole world and says, you know what? I'll put you in a body and I'll give you a job. And when you do this job, you will come back to heaven, and you earned your place in heaven. And this is why this whole world was created. In other words, if there is no human being, there is no world. Now, if this is the reason of the creation, why is it not written, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-adam? If this is the reason, we should start with Adam. Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, a beautiful thing. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve et ha-aretz. What is shamayim?
Heaven.
What is aretz?
Earth.
In other words, what is human being?
Human.
apart from heaven, the neshama. And a part of us, Adam, Adama. In other words, it is written. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. The combination of taking heaven with earth, putting it together. Unfortunately, that's why he decided to mix midat ha-chesed. It didn't work. You know, they were fighting about eggs in the hotel. That's not the way of doing it. So Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, a beautiful idea of Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, that's exactly human being. Shamayim ve'aretz, the combination. And this is the idea of the whole creation. Look what we see then. We normally don't get there to talk because we talk about the creation and everything. Kain and Hevel. Kain comes with a beautiful, brilliant idea. To bring a sacrifice to God. Good idea, yes? Okay. He brings a sacrifice. His brother Hevel, he sees his brother doing this, says, oh, I'll do the same. What happens now? God takes the sacrifice of Hevel and doesn't want the sacrifice of Cain. How would you feel? You had the idea, and God is accepting the one who is copying you. You would feel terrible. Cain also felt terrible. So God told him, "Lapetach atat rovetz." You have to understand. The idea is brilliant, but what did you bring to me? All the rubbish you brought to me. Hevel, your brother, he understood. If I want to give something to God, I give the best. So he gave the best. I'm sure you don't give to God. It's like this story, you know. This woman had a problem, an illness, and the doctor told her, you have to eat bananas. Bananas. So he went to the market, and at that time bananas were very expensive. So he went and bought a whole bunch of bananas, put it on the table in the kitchen. Her son comes back from school, sees the bananas. Wow, this is a delicatessen. I says, I'll take one. Wow. So he takes one and eats. Oh, it's so good. He took another one. Ah, very good. He took another one. Then he's standing, there's one banana there. So he looks at the banana looks at him, they look at each other. He says, you know what? I'll eat half. I leave half to my mother. So what half did he leave? He peeled the pills and he ate the banana and left the pills.
For the mother.
For the mother. He says, that's what we do sometimes. We tell God, we eat and eat, we enjoy life. And then if we have a mitzvah, we take the
pill.
The pill and leave it for God. And that's exactly the point. If you do a mitzvah, you should do it from you, from the inside of you, from with love. Not leave God with the pills, with the rubbish. But what we do sometimes. La petach atat rovetz, yes. What did Hevel do? Hevel understood, I'm going to give God the best. But Cain? He took all the best for himself and left God with the, gave him all the rubbish that nobody wants to touch. You see, this is not a story.
So he shouldn't that be upset?
Who should be upset?
Cain.
Shouldn't be upset or should
no,
be upset?
No, should because he knows he did the rest. If he think a little bit, say, Hashem is burgess with me because I give him shtuyot. I didn't.
You know, if it will go the way you're talking about, everybody in the street will be a tzaddik. But it doesn't work like this. We're doing this. It's if you I want to compare it to the daily life, I'll compare it to a thing that you love. Pray. Do you see some people pray? What is this? What is this?
This is my fight.
What is this? What is? Oh, is this rubbish. Not? Is this not living? Giving the pills to the God?
This is what I'm going to tell you.
But that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So in other words, some of us have to do those things every day, even though we know it's not all right. That's the petach atat rovetz. The evil inclination is there all the time. And it says, "Yeah, okay, you did it. That's doing it." So you give a sacrifice. That's bringing a sacrifice, really? The lesson is for us. You see, it's not a story about Cain and Abel. It's a story about us. It's a lesson. Cain is the symbol of doing things in the wrong way. Abel is the symbol of doing the things in the right way. But it's not so simple. Oh, now we get to the note. This is a very interesting point. You see, on Kabbalah you have right and left. You have Chesed and Gvura. You have, let's say, the spiritual world and the physical world. Everything is connected. Now, Hevel is the guy from the spiritual side. He is, let's say, the neshama. He is all Chesed. He's got. He wants to give everything to God. From the other side, Cain is the one who is the other side of the picture. He wants everything for himself. He is a material. He wants everything now. He wants the light now. He wants everything now. He wants. So, we understand and realize that if somebody only uses his wisdom, because he was the clever one, he got the idea about bringing the sacrifice. But wisdom by itself, without chesed, is nothing. On the contrary, what is he doing? He's killing his brother. In other words, this is wisdom to do bad. Wisdom without mercy. Gvura, bli chesed, without chesed, goes to the wrong place. Chochma, bli chesed. Look at Einstein. He was the father of the atomic bomb. This was not his intention. But it's exactly the same thing. You can take the best things and do them in the worst way. So, in other words, wisdom without chesed, where does it lead you? To wars. To killing. Cain kills his brother. Now we ask, where is God in the picture? Why? What is the lesson here? Why is Hevel being killed? If he is the good side. But this is another point. God wants to understand. Let us understand that chesed by itself also cannot exist. Chesed has to be connected to wisdom. Connected to Gvura. In other words, it's like this guy comes, I am going to donate $2 million. He hasn't got $2 million.
Talk is cheap.
It's cheap. Talking about chesed or being a neshama without a body, does it mean anything?
No. Yeah, but Hevel did the right thing. He was killed.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a story about Hevel and Cain. It's a lesson for us to understand what should we do. So then you have the third son. And from the third son, the whole world is created. Shet. Because he is the combination. And it's always like this in Kabbalah. You have always three. It's always three. Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet. And by the way, it goes the whole way. It's not only right and left. It's not only Chesed and Gvura. It's also, and it's not always Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer HaRa. Because it's also Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is the right side and Yitzchak is the left side. And Yitzchak is a tzaddik. In other words, in each level, you have right and left.
I never understood why Yitzchak is the left side.
He is Gvura.
No, I didn't understand.
Gvura is the left side.
I know. Why
left is not
Gvura?
Why is Yitzchak Gvura? Because of the Akedah.
No, because now you said Cain ve'Abel. Ve'Abel, said Abel is chesed,
right.
And Cain is Gvura.
Yeah, but Cain is not Gvura. Why Cain is Chochma? Cain is the left side. Yes, that's what I'm trying
to
explain.
Chochma is not in the left side.
In each one of the parts of the creation is everything. Everything. It's like now, today you see people, they look at the eyes, they know the illnesses of God. They take a look at your fingers, they know what illnesses. How? Because in every part of your body is all your DNA and everything you've got is inside. Yes. If you know how to look at it, you will find it. In every small cell of the body is all your being. All your body is there. it's very hard to understand. But if you look at it, you see, let's say the last 20 years, there are a lot of scientists that become religious because they realize that the Torah is so true, that everything they see, that everything is written by our sages is right. Because to understand and realize that in every small cell you have the whole human being, if you would tell it to somebody 1,000 years, he will laugh at you. He said, you're stupid or something? An eye is an eye, a nose is a nose, and a hand is a hand. But the real truth is that in each one of our cells, you have everything. You just need the right tools to look at it. That's why they look at their feet and know what problems you have. Sukkeret, now sugar, how do you call it in English?
Diabetes.
They look at your eyes, they do test your eyes, and they know if you've got it or not. It wasn't 100 years ago, 50 years ago. I don't know when they started with it. They check their legs and they know things. What does it mean? That's exactly. So, in other words, what we mean is when we say right and left, all people think of right is good, left is wrong. We say Yetzer HaTov and Yetzer HaRa. What is good? Yetzer HaTov. Yetzer HaRa is bad. But that's not the truth. The truth is that you need both. You have men and women.
Why do you have men and women? Men are good,
women are bad. You see, you have more women here. You have to be careful.
And you have Hashem in the middle.
Men are the Yetzer HaRa.
No, Hashem is on top. It's
not in the middle.
Hashem is on top. No, the idea is very simple. You take the right, you take the left, you combine them together, and then you have what you need. You cannot give birth to something in the world if you haven't got male and female. The male is right, the female is left. In other words, when I combine the left with the right, the woman with the man, the male with the female, the chesed with the gvura. You have to understand, in every man there is right and left. Again, we say, it's a little complicated, but you have to understand what it's all about. On Kabbalah, it's not simple, but the idea is that the whole creation is built in the same way. In other words, you have two, you need two to tango. In order to anything function in this world, you need a pair, you need two. Without two, nothing is working. Only God is one. It's earth and heaven. It's man and woman. It's right and left. It's even two luchot habrit, you say. It's olam hazeh, olam haba. It's so many things. Now, what is the idea behind it? When I take the right and take it with the left, then I can give birth to something.
Synthesis.
To have a tolada. So when I take chesed and take gvura, I got tiferet. But if I don't take the chesed and the gvura and combine, if I don't take hevel and kain and combine them together, I've got nothing. I've got evil from one side and I've got justice from the other side, but it doesn't come to the real world. Because hevel is not suitable for the real world. He's too good. If you understand what I mean. He is not suitable to live in this world. He should... Where does he go? Is he killed? Where does he go? To heaven. He's not punished. If you look at it as punishment, that is stupid, because we believe in the next world. There was a guy here, Hanoch, I think, what was it? That God saw that he's good, but so before we start sinning, God took him. Not as a punishment. The idea is that you have to understand and realize this is only a passageway. As we said in the beginning, the whole world was created for human being. But the idea is that human will do the job and then he will go where? That's it? No. Then he goes back to heaven. In other words, Hevel is in heaven. He didn't get punished. He was not suitable for this world. Because in this world, you cannot be only chesed. The chesed has to be combined with gvura, because otherwise you cannot do anything. It's like the neshama to keep the Torah. Can the neshama keep the Torah by itself?
No.
Can the body keep the Torah by itself?
No.
In other words, you need the neshama with the body. Then you can keep the Torah. The same way is you need Avram and Yitzchak. Avram is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura. When you take them together, and by the way, Yitzchak didn't get married till he went through this procedure. Avram didn't have the Gvura in the proper way till he did the Akedah. And Yitzchak got also the Chesed of Avram in the Akedah. It was that's the whole idea was to, the whole idea of us is to be together, to get together. You have to understand that there is something bigger than us. What is bigger than us is the Klal. The Klal is Am Yisrael. We are a part of Am Yisrael, and that's the way we should look at things. Not as an individual that lives by himself, but as an individual that is apart from something big. And in order to be a part of it, there is a job to be done. God created man and women. That's the end of the lesson. Men and women. How did he create it?
Before he was...
In the beginning, it's written, Zachar v'nekeva bara. I mean, then it tells them, Pur v'umilut ha'aretz. In other words, when they were together, they already had the power to give birth. They were together. Now, why did God separate them? What's the idea behind it? If God wanted us to be separated from the beginning, why didn't he create a man and a woman and a woman? What's the problem? Why did he create a man and woman together and then cut them to two? Why? What's the idea behind it?
To be united.
A zug.
What's the idea behind it? The idea behind it is, first of all, to understand and realize that each one of us has his other part. And it's not like with animals that they don't care who they go with. In other words, we are a part, a unit. This is built from man and woman, male and female. And this unit was created from the beginning as one. And when we get married, we are really being a part of the creation because we are putting man and woman together again. And when we put them together, what happens?
Children.
And that's exactly the point. So when we talk about the creation of man and woman, they were created together. And when they say tzela, by the way, this is also some a big mistake of people. Tzela is not a pulke.
What is tzela?
Tzela is a pulke.
Shadow.
It depends how you pit. How you look at it. A rib.
Rib.
The rib.
Ah, rib.
Call it a pulke, call whatever it is. As a part of the that. But the point is that that's not right because tzela means side.
Yeah.
Tzad. Tzela hamishkan temana. What is tzela hamishkan temana?
The side.
The side of the mishkan. The south of the side. The side. The south side of the mishkan.
Not it.
So tzela is not a part of a body. It's a side. In other words, God created man or human being as man and female together, and then he put them apart. That's the tzela. The tzela was one of the sides was the woman, and the other side was the man. And he separated them. And then talking about right and left, in each one of us there is right and left. And in each one of us we have male and female. Because you asked, so what makes the difference between male and female? The combination. How it's built. In other words, a female's got more, let's say, if you call it more female genes, and the man's got more male genes. And sometimes we see in life that you have a man that is a little, what do you
more
say?
Feminine.
More feminine than others. It doesn't mean that he's a...
A fagler,
yes, exactly. Doesn't mean.
And you see women's behavior.
Yes, and you see also women sometimes that they behave like men.
Yeah.
But so the new world now.
The new world is yes. Everything is finished. We are finished. So that's why we read Bereshit, and we start to understand and realize what it's all about. And Be'ezrat Hashem, we will do the right combination and try to control ourselves in certain situations and behave like children of God and do Kiddush Hashem and not Chas V'Chalila Chilul Hashem.